Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mickey Stanley. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Freehan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Price. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ray Oiler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Sparma. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Joe Sparma. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive towards center. Stanley catches it and throws to McAuliffe, who relays to Freehan to double up Aparicio. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Oiler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is hit by the pitch. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is hit by the pitch. Horton moves to second. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Horton moves to third. Two outs. Ray Oiler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oiler hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Euler fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward scores. Two outs. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Sparma is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparma hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sparma for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0-for-1 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0-for-1 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frien moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0-for-1 in the game. Price hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-1 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Davis moves to third. Wagner moves to second. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stanley. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 0 for 1 in the game. John hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Price settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 1 in the game. Euler strikes out. One out. Earl Wilson pinch hits for Joe Sparma. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 2 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward juggles the ball. That's an error on Ward. McAuliffe moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Warden now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Horton is hit by the pitch. Freehan moves to second. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. John fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Jim Price is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Price is 0 for 2 in the game. Price takes first base on ball 4. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler is 0 for 2 in the game. Euler is hit by the pitch. Price moves to second. Denny McLain pinch runs for Ray Euler. Wayne Comer pinch hits for John Warden. Bob Locker now pitching. Norm Cash pinch hits for Wayne Comer. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Les Kane now pitching. Norm Cash now playing first base. Bill Frien now catching. Dick Trusiewski now playing shortstop. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a fly ball into center field. Stanley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Berry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Berry moves to second. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Cullen is walked intentionally. Bob Locker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locker strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. Here's the throw into the infield and Cullen is out. Josephson scores. Berry scores. It's 7-1, White Sox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Voss now playing right field. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 3 in the game. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 3 in the game. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Frien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frien is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Frien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frien moves to second. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Horton is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw hits a line drive into left field. Horton picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Horton. McCraw moves to second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Voss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voss hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Alomar now playing third base. Pete Ward now playing left field. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt moves to third. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Tommy Matchick pinch hits for Les Kane. Tommy Matchick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matchick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Trusiewski moves to second. It's 7-3, White Sox. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trusiewski moves to third. Matchick moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 4 in the game. Stanley hits a fly ball into right field. Voss settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dennis Ribbent now pitching. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cullen hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 4 in the game. Northrup strikes out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch twice. Horton hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.